All right, we're recording.
Okay. Let's open in prayer. Father, thank you for our time together as we look into your word. Be with each one of us. Speak to each heart in Jesus' name. Amen.
Psalm 56. All right, who wants to take it?
I'll start. Have mercy on me, O God, for men persecute me. All day long my adversary oppresses me. My watchful foes persecute me all day long. Many are my adversaries, O exalted one. When I am afraid, I trust in you. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I am not afraid. What can mortals do to me? All day long they cause me grief in my affairs. They plan only evil against me. They plot, they lie in ambush. They watch my every move, hoping for my death. Cast them out for their evil. Subdue peoples in your anger, O God. You keep count of my wanderings. Put my tears into your flask, into your record. Then my enemies will retreat when I call on you. This I know, that God is for me. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust. I am not afraid. What can men do to me? I must pay my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you, for you have saved me from death, my foot from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life.
Boy, oh boy.
I like this. This phrase is repeated over again a couple of times, I think. When I am afraid, I trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust. I am not afraid.
Yeah.
I got to send this to the news.
Well, that's...
That's appropriate.
Yeah. I think... This makes sense, especially in the light of Romans 8:28.
I was looking at Romans 8.
Of course, because that's the corollary.
Yes.
And we know that all things work together for good to them who are. Let's read that verse in John 8. To them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. That's how it goes. To those who love God.
Yeah, I don't... see where that is, but that's what I was looking for.
You'll have it there. You'll find the 28th verse.
Oh yeah, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
To those who
are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined and conformed to the image of his son. Yeah.
Yep. I think knowing
that's right where
that,
I was,
you know. It's like, what am I afraid of? You know, if this is part of God's plan, God's purposes aren't going to be frustrated.
Yeah.
Did you have something else from Romans 8 that you were thinking of? No.
No.
Let's continue with 57, John.
All right. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory, awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches into the heavens and your truth into the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth.
Yeah.
You know, when you meet somebody who's really in adversity, and they're saying, God's going to take care of me, I'm just a terrible mess and everything's going wrong, and you read these psalms, you say, yes, this will give you some peace. This will give you some peace. And I've got a friend who is really a mess, and she's a harpist, of all things. So I just sent her this one.
Wow.
Well, yeah, the psalms are always very therapeutic.
They are, and I hope it'll help her. Poor thing, she was crying and screaming yesterday, and she's sick, and she's miserable, and she's got all kinds of problems, and I think this will be good for her.
Yeah, definitely. It can't not be good. Yeah, the Psalms have always been historically viewed as that.
Totally.
Well, what can we say about this? I don't know. I don't have anything to say.
Everybody's got lions and tigers in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men. Yeah. Especially today. Yeah. Well, it's always been that way, but definitely, as we've been commenting, it's a time when people are tearing each other down verbally.
Well, I can read 58 if you want.
Sure.
Do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of men? Know in heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf cobra that stops its ear, which will not heed the voice of charmers, charming ever so skillfully. Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow, let his arrows be as if cut in pieces. Let them be like a snail which melts away as it goes, like a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind. As in his living and burning wrath, the righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. Obviously, the verse 3, where it says the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. That made me think of the Genesis 3, where it says the thoughts of men are evil continually from his youth.
When it said their venom is like that of a snake, it was just I was thinking the other day of how when God was talking to Adam, Eve, and the serpent, and he pronounced the curses, he was talking about how the serpent would bruise the heel and the eventual child, and that the child would bruise his head. It's like when they sinned, I think it's something more happened than just, it wasn't just the sin they committed, but something happened to them. And it's like that a seed of the serpent was placed into man almost. There's like this element in him that tends towards evil from the time he's born.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that there's no salvation. There is, but you can't forget that, because otherwise, that explains the evil in the world.
I know. We watch we find these crazy shows every single night. It's something else. And it's like, it's amazing how many stories there are of people that just murder people, kids, like, all the time. Yeah, and it's that, you're right. I think it's that spirit.
And no remorse. no remorse. They don't value life. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But in general, overall, I think this psalm is about the preemptive grace of God. And it's something I think that we don't think of, because we tend to think of God's intervention as being reactive, you know, where we're in danger and then the Lord intervenes. But this is showing how before we may not even be aware of it, because he is intervening to prevent evil from happening before it happens. Before the thorns grow into a bramble, may he whirl them away alive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. I'll take 59. For the leader, Al-Tasheth, David, a miktam when Saul sent men to watch his house in order to put him to death. Save me from my enemies, O my God. Secure me against my assailants. Save me from evildoers. Deliver me from murderers. For see, they lie in wait for me. Fierce men plot against me. For no offense of mine, for no transgression, O Lord, for no guilt of mine, do they rush to array themselves against me. Look, rouse yourself on my behalf. You, O Lord God of hosts, God of Israel, bestir yourself to bring all nations to account. Have no mercy on any treacherous villain, Selah. They come each evening, growling like dogs, roaming the city. They rave with their mouths, sharp words are on their lips. They think, who hears? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You mock all the nations. O my strength, I wait for you, for God is my haven. My faithful God will come to aid me. God will let me gloat over my watchful foes. Do not kill them, lest my people be unmindful with your power. Make wanderers of them. Bring them low, O our shield, the Lord, because of their sinful mouths, the words on their lips. Let them be trapped by their pride, by the imprecations and lies they utter. In your fury, put an end to them. Put an end to them that they be no more, that it may be known to the ends of the earth that God does rule over Jacob, Selah. They come each evening, growling like dogs, roaming the city. They wander in search of food and wine if they're not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength, extol each morning your faithfulness, for you have been my haven, a refuge in time of trouble. O my strength, to you I sing hymns, for God is my haven, my faithful God. I like that image too. I know you were laughing when, but about they come each evening growling like dogs. They wander in search of food and wine if they're not satisfied. It shows the discontent of the wicked. There's this continual discontent.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hanging out at home watching The Crown, and they're running around to bars.
Well, whatever they're running around, it's they're running around and they're still unsatisfied. They're still whining.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So that's an interesting observation there.
Yeah.
Forward.
You want to take 60?
Sure. O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. O restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. That your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who tread down our enemies.
I see this as a messianic psalm, too.
Yeah.
You have the Messiah here who is addressing God, saying, you promised to, you know, exercise your dominion over the earth through me. Let's do it, so to speak. Let's take dominion.
Yeah.
And I think the only thing that's holding that back is that God is waiting for the man-child to be fully matured before it can be brought to birth. And that man-child is Christ as manifest in his saints.
Yeah. Right.
We'll read one more. Hear my cry, O God, heed my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. You lead me to a rock that is high above me, for you have been my refuge, a tower of strength against the enemy. Oh, that I might dwell in your tent forever. Take refuge under your protecting wings, Selah. O God, you have heard my vows. Grant the request of those who fear your name. And add days to the days of the king. May his years extend through generations. May he dwell in God's presence forever. Appoint steadfast love to guard him. So I'll sing hymns to your name forever as I fulfill my vows day after day.
All right, well, I'm going to just stop the recording.
Okay.